Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Start off on the ice. Caps have a massive game tonight.
Big one.
They had a huge game last night against a bad team, and they got two points and scored six goals. Tonight's even bigger, though. The Red Wings are ahead of them in the wild card chase. Steve Wino, the Associated Press, joins us now. Swino, second night of a back-to-back. Caps are missing several key players with injury. Red Wings did not play last night. This all bodes poorly, but man, if they could get a regulation win, tonight would feel like a really big deal.
GP, it's a really big deal. And Spencer Carberry told his team that yesterday morning at the morning skate thing. This is a really big 48 hours for this team, for this organization, and that he's going to need everything out of these players. And really what the Capitals probably need most of tonight is Charlie Lindgren to steal a game. He's been really good as of late. He's been really good this season. Darcy Kuemper started against Ottawa last night to give Charlie Lindgren the chance to go into Detroit and beat the Red Wings and move that much closer to a playoff spot in the Eastern Conference.
So I know I'm going to use a technical term here, but something the Capitals haven't done much of the season. A goalie tries to stop the puck, and when the puck goes past the goalie over this line into the goal, it turns out that counts as a goal. The Capitals have been doing that lately. It's weird, but tallies of 6-5-6 over their last handful of games. Dare I say a breakout is real?
Danny, it's weird. Like, you know, they're putting the puck into the net.
Into the net.
It turns out to be important. Yeah, into the net. And look, it's not a coincidence either. Not just Alex Ovechkin scoring on the streak he was on, but the Capitals had a concerted effort of going toward the net, putting pucks on net and kind of making it difficult on opposing teams. And that slight change in kind of strategy and the tweak to how many pucks they put on net and bodies go into the net has worked out really well, because this is a team, as we know, that wasn't scoring a whole lot of goals, is averaging under three goals a game going into the All-Star break. And we've seen a huge influx of offense since then because of what Spencer Carberry and the coaching staff has done.
I'm curious about the kids. I like what I'm seeing from a lot of them. Hendrik Lapierre, a couple of goals last night. The way that Protas has played has been awesome. And Beck Malenstein scored again. They are kind of rebuilding on the fly. My assessment from the outside, and I want to know if you agree with this as more knowledgeable hockey mind than myself, it seems to me like they've got a lot of very solid, like, back six type players that could be around for a long time and helpful, but maybe not star power. They're going to have to supplement that with spending some money when some money gets freed up. Is that fair or no?
I think that's really fair, Grant. And I'll throw Connor McMichael in maybe the category of being a middle six sort of player. But the Capitals are going to need to supplement that by spending some money in free agency, by making some smart trades, but also by drafting well. And they got Ivanmir Nichushchenko, who was their first-round pick 2 years ago, and Ryan Leonard, who was their first-round pick last year, who could be potential stars. And the Capitals, as an organization, are banking on those guys being the stars. But if you have solid NHL players, everyday NHL players who can contribute in the Hendrik Lapierre, Alexi Protas, Beck Malenstein sort of mold, I'll even throw Ethan Frank and some of the guys down in the minors, Vincent Iorio on defense, as part of that kind of generation, you can turn some mediocre drafting over the past 5 or 6 years into the solid makings of a team that can contend, and where the period between the Ovechkin era and the next one isn't as dark as maybe we thought it was a couple of years ago.
So I know, is there a path, or is it even worth discussing, for Darcy Kuemper to be the number one goalie at some point again? I mean, that was the plan. He's being paid like it, but Charlie Lindgren obviously is taking a stranglehold of this job. Is there any way that changes?
Well, I think it changes if the Capitals trade Charlie Lindgren before the trade deadline. And that would be the move, that Clay Stevenson is lighting it up in the minors with Hershey, and then Charlie Lindgren has a year left on his contract. Not that the Capitals are eager to trade Charlie Lindgren if they're trying to chase down a playoff spot and keep winning here. I have to imagine that changes Brian McClellan's thinking and what he wants to do ahead of the March 8th 3 p.m. deadline. But if things do go sideways in the next week or so and the Capitals become sellers and get offers of a first-round pick or more for folks like Charlie Lindgren or Nick Dowd, that could, in theory, if Lindgren goes, open up that chance for Darcy Kuemper. But if this is a meritocracy and who's playing better is going to be in net, right now it's Charlie Lindgren's spot.
Yeah, you mentioned the trade deadline and still kind of to be determined as to which way they go. That's up in the air as we speak, but give us an idea of what both avenues could look like. Is there a path if they get a big win tonight, a little bit of help in the days ahead, maybe the heater continues, that they could even add at the deadline? Or do you think that's unlikely?
Yeah, I think that's unlikely. I think because of kind of how forward-focused this organization is right now, of not wanting to trade, give up young assets or give up draft picks, that I think a stand pat sort of move with keeping a Joel Edmondson, keeping Max Pacioretty, keeping Anthony Mantha, all their kind of pending unrestricted free agents, and then obviously not trading Nick Dowd, not trading a Nick Jensen or a Trevor Van Riemsdyk or a Charlie Lindgren would be kind of the most likely sort of like buying route. And that would be the stand pat sort of situation. And if things go bad, I think you could see all of those players traded if the returns are right. Certainly the unrestricted free agents, if there's the right offer for Trevor Van Riemsdyk or Nick Jensen or Nick Dowd or Charlie Lindgren, that the Capitals could kind of continue what they did last year by trading Garden Hathaway and Dmitry Orlov for a first-round pick in Boston, flipping that for Rasmus Sandin, and sort of almost reload on the fly at the deadline if Brian McClellan chooses that direction.
So on up. Thank you as always, buddy. Talk soon.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.